Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 10th. You'll be interested to know, 159 years ago, today in 1845, the United States Naval Academy was founded in Annapolis, Maryland, marking a moment of human achievement in education and leadership. A beacon of progress and aspiration. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. This morning, it's looking fair with 2 feet waves rolling in. Conditions are clean until around noon when they shift back to fair. Winds are onshore at 4 miles per hour now, picking up to 8 miles per hour by early afternoon. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming mid-tide when the south swell is 1.5 feet at 12 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 6.5 feet at 11:30 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide at 7. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet on Saturday morning, offering a great morning session. As the day progresses, expect fair conditions with the same size. The winds shift to onshore in the afternoon. By Sunday, the surf remains steady at 2 feet, with cleaner conditions returning, making it the most favorable day of the period. This morning, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. And it feels like 66 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:26, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:56. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be sunny with highs near 70 and west-southwest winds, 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Sunday stays sunny with highs near 70 and partly cloudy nights near 59. Then Columbus Day turns partly sunny with highs near 67 and a chance of rain late Monday into Tuesday, with highs falling to the mid-60s and lows in the upper 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South. Just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in Pacific Palisades, many residents blame LA City Hall for a series of fire failures and wonder if they can sue the city. Some lawyers believe the recent arrest of Jonathan Rindernecht, a 29-year-old Uber driver, may kill civil cases against the city, while others argue that government negligence remains actionable. California law offers broad immunity to public officials, complicating civil cases against them. Despite this, attorneys representing fire victims filed a new complaint against LA and the state, asserting that the lack of preparation and response contributed to the devastating fire. Legal experts caution that proving liability remains a challenge due to the government's protections. Now on to sports. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Giants beat the Eagles in a stunning upset, 34-17. Jackson Dart was 17 for 25, with 195 yards passing, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, and no interceptions. Jalen Hurts was 24 for 33, with 283 yards passing, one passing touchdown, one rushing touchdown, and one interception. The Giants are now 2-4, and the Eagles fall to 4-2. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 4-1 Lions in Kansas City to face the 2-3 Chiefs. Chiefs are favored by 2.5, with the over-under set at 52.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. In college football tomorrow, number 7 Indiana is on the road against number 3 Oregon. Kickoff is at 3:30 Eastern on CBS. In local sports, this week we've got our 3-2 Chargers in Miami facing the 1-4 Dolphins. The Bolts are favored by 3.5, with the over-under set at 43.5. Kickoff is at 10 on CBS. And we also got the 3-2 Rams in Baltimore facing the 1-4 Ravens. The Rams are favored by 7.5, with the over-under at 44.5. Kickoff is at 10 on Fox. And in college football tomorrow, the now unranked 4-1 Trojans are at home facing number 15, 4-1 Wolverines. Kickoff is at 4:30 on NBC. And in baseball, Dodgers fans are celebrating a thrilling victory as the team defeated the Phillies 2-1 in 11 innings, securing their place in the National League Championship Series. A wild throwing error by Phillies reliever Orion Kerkering allowed the Dodgers to clinch the National League Division Series 3-1. Dodger manager Dave Roberts acknowledged the brutal mistake, as Kerkering's panic led to the decisive error. The Dodgers now advance as favorites in the championship series against either the Milwaukee Brewers or Chicago Cubs, aiming for their second consecutive World Series title. In top news, the United States has provided financial assistance to Argentina, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed. President Donald Trump acted to support an ally in Latin America, despite some dissatisfaction among his supporters. On Thursday, the Trump administration finalized a financial rescue, with Bessent revealing he directly purchased Argentine pesos in global currency markets. This move aims to relieve pressure on President Javier Milei, who has implemented drastic economic reforms. Along with this intervention, the United States has arranged a currency swap of $20 billion with Argentina's central bank. Economist Brad Setzer criticized the decision to buy pesos, noting Argentina's history of debt defaults. In business news, Elon Musk is quietly expanding in the Bay Area again, starting with his brain implant startup Neuralink. The company has leased a vacant building in South San Francisco, marking a fresh sign of Musk's renewed interest in the Bay Area tech scene. The property at 499 Fords Boulevard had been vacant since 2023, after InterVent Biosciences pulled out of its lease amid an industry downturn. Neuralink has developed a brain-computer interface designed to help people with paralysis control devices using their thoughts. Valued at more than $3 billion, the company began human trials last year, with 12 patients worldwide now having its implant. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% for the week, to just over $121,000. Ethereum is down 4%, to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 6%, to $2.81. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI did not expect Sora's copyright drama. When it released its new AI-generated video app, Sora, it included an opt-out policy for copyright holders. However, after a backlash over content, CEO Sam Altman announced a policy reversal to allow rights holders to decide how to proceed. Altman acknowledged that responses to the app were unexpectedly nuanced, with many wanting more control over their likenesses. Concerns over misinformation from hyper-realistic videos also surfaced, prompting discussions about the app's watermark. Despite initial challenges, Sora remains a top app on Apple's App Store, indicating strong demand. And in entertainment news, in Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die, Sam Rockwell portrays a disheveled man from the future, sent back to save humanity from an impending artificial intelligence uprising. Dressed in a plastic raincoat and mismatched shoes, he embodies the chaotic energy of a Terry Gilliam character. His mission? To find unlikely heroes among the late-night crowd at a diner in Los Angeles. This irreverent film combines elements of time loops and video games, with Rockwell's character trying to break a cycle over numerous attempts. It challenges perceptions of reality while also critiquing our screen-obsessed society. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American poet and essayist Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he said, "The only person you're destined to become is the person you decide to be." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.